Sam Ziegler, Good Thunder, Minnesota, and director of Green Scene.
Sam, let's talk first about the spring of 2018 and how things have gone from a field work perspective. I know that snow in late April and then rain through the early part of May really slowed things down for many farmers. How about for your family?
You know, it's every year is different, right, Mark? But this year was it threw its spins and twists at us that, you know, we ain't started planting anything here until May. And we got corn in now, and a little shot of rain last night, but it's been a trying year.
Have you been able to begin soybean planting?
Yeah, we started soybeans here basically, what day was it, Sunday? And we're about 50% now with our soybeans. So we came a long ways in just a couple days, but pushing as hard as we can, and I think all the neighbors are they're basically in the same boat.
When you say pushing it as hard as you can, would it be fair to say that you elected to go ahead and plant at times when field conditions weren't exactly perfect?
You know, for soybeans, for the most part, because we finished up with corn and then went right into soybeans, the ground condition is pretty good. There's some spots out there that aren't optimal. We had some crusting on top of our corn coming up, but now in the soybeans here, the ground's pretty good, but it's pushing as many hours as we can. 1:30 this morning, we shut the tractor off and finishing one of the fields, you know, and it rained at, 5 o'clock this morning, so...
You planted corn in May, but soil temperatures have certainly warmed up, so maybe some corn is up for you yet. Have you seen anything emerge?
Yeah, we've seen our first stuff came up, and there was some rotary hoeing going on because of a thin crust on the top. But for the most part, the corn's coming up and looks good.
And how much more soybean planting remains for you guys?
So we're sitting with 400 acres of soybeans to finish here yet. So hopefully weather will give us a little shot of rain, which nobody really is going to turn down, and then back in the field. But we don't want to, you know, more than an inch or more than a half inch. You know, we got to be picky here.
It seems like more often than not anymore, we don't just get those nice rains. It's a goalie washer too often, isn't it?
It is. It is. It looks like by Fairmont today here got hit pretty hard again. They've been that way all season.
Anything else on spring field work before we switch gears?
No. Hopefully we get our crops here in and we get a little bit more rain just to keep us going and be in good shape.
Well, let's talk about Green Seam here. First, just a brief overview for our listeners that aren't familiar with the organization, what it is that you do, and then what has been happening with Green Seam lately.
So Green Seam is really, to sum it up, it's an economic development focused on agriculture-related businesses, all agriculture-related businesses. So professional services to research all the way to our farmers. Growing the crops here in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa. It's really the driver of the economy in the region, and we're really in a global position of providing food, feed, fuel for more than just the Midwest. And so it's a pretty cool area that we have here, and so we're out trying to promote this region and help our economies grow here. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been 2 years now. 2.5 years since we launched Green Seam.
I know on the development front, one exciting development was the organization of a board of directors. So tell us a little bit more about getting that leadership in place and then other things that are happening with Green Seam.
Yeah, we kicked off this year with the official board of governors, transitioned from a steering committee team, and it's been a lot of fun to see it come together. See the diverse mix of agribusinesses and ag leaders that are sitting around the table having a conversation about what it is that we can do to be proactive and help our businesses and our communities grow. We have individuals from the restaurant side all the way through the technology and manufacturing standpoint, And so it's a fun conversation around the table, and there's amazing people that are helping drive Green Seam forward. So that's been a lot of fun. That was January 1, Mark, and so we're just now into a few months into it. So that's went well. Some of the really cool success things that we had this year was talent is short in this region for all of our businesses. And how do we change that pendulum? How do we get that swung into the direction that employers can grow because they feel they can find the right talent? And part of that is, how do we have a conversation in classrooms, whether they're grade school or whether they're in college, to say, hey, there's a career in ag for you. You don't have to be the one in the field working or the one with the pigs, but there's a lot of technology that goes with it. There's a lot of analyst work. There's a lot of sales and marketing and et cetera, right? There's every job in ag. There's media, right, Mark? You're sitting right there, and everybody would go to school and realize they're going to be in communications and go, yeah, I'm going to be a communication to ag. But how do we change that conversation? So we've been able to have some fun partnerships with Farm America and Junior Achievement, to have seventh graders out at Farm America this year exploring careers in ag. We had, four schools out there this year. So that was a really, really cool program. MSU has had three classes this last semester that focused on agriculture. One of them was getting them into understanding what opportunities there are out there in this region. One of them was to, how do we connect people technology-wise with ag, with maybe they don't know, but how do we change the way people search and look for jobs? There was the Southern Minnesota Center of Ag has just been out with every school. They were just in Northfield, I think, last week, talking about careers with students in Northfield that don't have ag programs in their school. There's just so many things going on the talent front that I think people are starting to catch on and go, yeah, we need to have this conversation with their students because this is where the opportunity are.
Sam, last thing I have for you, it has to do with the ag economy, and you are connected to a wide cross-section of agriculture. You and your family farm, you're involved with Green Seam, so you're talking to various agribusinesses. You're close with many commodity groups. So based on that exposure, are you starting to sense that maybe there's a turnaround occurring? I mean, commodity prices are still pretty low, but what's your sense of the current ag economy and where we go from here?
If you look at the whole picture of it, ag is, this economy is doing well. I mean, from technology companies like Acre continue to grow their business, from the manufacturers that are making parts for the OEMs. Some things have slowed down, but they're still doing well. From the farm standpoint, there's a lot of concern for the commodity prices and for milk prices in particular. And while we don't have a lot of dairy cows in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, we have a lot of dairy processing. And that huge abundance is a little concerning. The world population isn't going down, and everybody still wants to eat three times a day, or if you're like me, eat more. So I think we still have good opportunity. I think overall we're doing well. Could we do better? I think so, and I think we will in just a matter of time. Everything is cyclical.
Is Sam, anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
When you just to add into that economic part, when you look at this region, southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, and look who is employed in ag directly, it's a third of our workforce. If you look at the dollars that come to this region every year, value-added dollars, the new dollars that come in, not just the rotating ones, it's about $10 billion a year. $10 billion. And so ag has a big impact. And so when we do watch the economy ups and downs, ag is a steady player in there, and hopefully Green Seam can hopefully increase that.